בורא אהוב. תודה לך על ההזדמנות להתנסות באהבת
Beloved Creator, thank you for the opportunity to experience love of friends. Thank you that we can bestow during this lesson.
תן לנו את הכוח.
Give us the strength to maintain the intention of love of friends during this time.
ופונים אליך.
We ask you to bring humanity close to you. Yes, we are together indeed in a process that is called Pesach. Pesach, he skips, he takes a step over from this world to the upper world. And this is what they are telling us about, they are talking to us about, and they want us to do it. All of the Kabbalists of all of the generations, they always look at the young generation. They look at us, at how we can take another step and join them. And in this way, rank after rank, we reach the end of correction. We already belong to this process from us and onward, which is called the process of the last generation of the end of correction. And therefore, it is very important for us to realize that it's not just that we ourselves are taking a step forward and revealing to ourselves the upper world, but rather we are revealing it to the entire last generation, to the last stage that all of humanity has to take and reach the general correction. And in that, we certainly are doing a special work, a very important one. This is why let us think about the importance of the work, about the special place that we have, about the fact that we were chosen to be in this stage, truly those who are going forward, trailblazing for the entire last generation that will come. It starts from us and it will come all the way until the end of correction, where all of the desirable correction for the whole of humanity will be finished. And then the whole of creation will rise up to the level of the upper force. And in that, there will be joy to the Creator. From one day to the next, and of course it is with the help of the Creator, we are making some progress, taking some steps. We have internal discernments, new ones that are revealed in us each time. And we have to pay attention to all of the incidents that we go through individually, personally, inside each one, and also in the family also, that too, of course, has some influence, and also in the form of the group, and also generally over all of Bnei Baruch and over the whole world. We need to try also somehow to have this general perspective, looking at the whole of reality, what is happening to all of humanity, what it is going through, and how much it is influencing in different parts, different countries or continents that influence each other. And in that too, we should see the result of our efforts. The advancement towards the revelation of the Creator to the created being. Or in other words, to the created being that takes on the form of the Creator, a copy of the Creator. This is why he is called Adam. And this Adam, it's not each one of us, but rather all of us together are called Adam. The connection between us in order to bestow, by that we become more and more incorporated in with the forces of bestowal, and by that all of us come closer to the Creator. I'm happy to see from one day to the next that there is progress and coming closer. And let us just answer correctly to all of the awakenings that the Creator is sending us. Let us detect each one individually and also group-wise, and also in the form of all of Nebaruch and all over the world. Let us try to identify in that the Creator is turning to us. More and more in his entire system, meaning there is a broken system, and this system exists in a state of shattering, distancing between all of its elements. They're all far from each other, and the Creator, by shining his light, he brings those parts closer to each other. Usually, we feel in that problems and troubles. Sometimes we feel things that are somehow pleasant, but nevertheless, they're not pleasant, because every time we come closer to each other in our individual life and also in our collective life, it is all in order to bring us substance for correction. Substance for correction. And so if a person looks at his life with his children and the family and the friends and the nation that he's a part of, and he sees in that an opportunity for correction, then everything is going along together and it's all correct. And therefore, there are many states that we go through in our life where we fall, we're mistaken, but we need to realize that the direction has to be in order to strengthen our connection in the family also, and in the group, and in the nation, and also between the different nations in humanity, and of course, all of us together in the same inclination towards the Creator. And as much as we become stable in that, it is considered that we are preparing ourselves to exit our ego into what we call the land of Israel, into a state where all of us are directed towards the Creator. Life goes on, and we have to manage to achieve this connection between us and the Creator.
External conditions, if the whole work is in the ten.
No, a person has to establish himself towards the Creator from him being alone, later on in the family, later on in the ten, and out of the ten, also in the entire Kli of Nebaruch, and later on in the whole of humanity. We have to come back from a single individual unit to a unit that includes inside of it everything. This is the correction.
Как нам вернуться вот в этих внешних обстоятельствах в обществе в широком?
How to go towards these external conditions in the society and nation we live in, and so on.
No, if you do it inside this small society that we're able to establish, and we make their efforts towards connection, and we pray to the Creator, then by that we already awaken Him to create a connection in higher, greater dimensions. This is how it works. And the most important is the prayer. Through the prayer, through our efforts to pray to the Creator, that He who makes peace in the heavens will make peace upon us, then He will bring everyone closer. And certainly, the correct summary from all of the objections and the struggles that we have can be only if we will ask the Creator correctly. Correctly means from the bottom of our hearts, as much as we're able to, towards that degree that He's awakening us. If accordingly we will ask of Him, then we will discover how much He's expecting it, and it is only our prayer that He needs in order to make it as He who makes peace in the heavens makes peace upon us. This is how it works. We should pray. A person should pray for everyone, that they will all repent, that they will all come closer to the Creator, that they will all come closer to bestow to the understanding that only in the connection between us, in coming closer to connection, do we reach the revelation of the Creator, which is called peace, wholeness. And we will reach that. However, indeed, we still don't yet feel the need for it. So much so that we want to destroy the other and be in struggles and competition, but we are already in the final stages. And specifically through our efforts, we are now determining whether we will go to stages of the end of correction, or God forbid that we will reveal the need for a third or a
Rav, you say there's an opportunity for correction in every state, even with your children, family, nation. What is the work, though, in these states?
The Creator, through our nature, the will to receive, He determined all kinds of forms of connection, which are these forms are between all the different degrees and the different kinds, forms and types of created beings. Look what He determined, that there can be no continuation of life without the plus and the minus connecting the male and the female, from the truly mechanical levels in the atom even, and up to the highest degrees in thoughts, etc. And this is how we should also realize that the continuation of the correction is in that we connect in our desires and in our hearts, not mechanically, but rather besides that, in our hearts and in our desires. This is how we will try to establish such connections between us. And specifically in all the states where we have between us such great collisions, and we want to arrange a certain correct connection, only in that way do we discover something and its opposite, and the great correction in between the two of them. The great correction which is in between the two of them. And this is why we need so much to explain also to the whole of humanity, to everyone, how much we have to come closer, even on the corporeal level, that today there is in the world this fashion, this wave that people get a divorce, for example, and we don't realize how much by that we are actually creating a great corruption. I received from Rabash about this a few harsh words. And this is why I had many thoughts and many problems, and I keep it this way without divorcing until this day throughout my whole life. This is how it is, the way he told me. It is an inseparable part of the entire correction, of the whole correction of the world. What am I trying to say? That our connection in the group must also be on a very special level, where we speak and we scrutinize the relations between us, and we have to more and more to connect according to the rule that love covers all crimes. If we don't discover the crimes, if they're not revealed from above, the Creator reveals it by raising the will to receive inside each and every one of us, and then the gaps between us grow. So, if he does not reveal it, then seemingly we're like animals. Whereas, if the Creator reveals the crimes, the distance between us, then we are able to add to it an attitude which is already towards the Creator, that we realize that he is doing it, and we need to bring back our correct connection that keeps dissipating, disappearing back to him. This is a part of the spiritual correction. This is how we keep ourselves also inside of the groups and between the groups and between the friends. It's all the same. It is all the same. And therefore, we will see more how much the results of our corporeal connection, when we, let's say, have children, give birth to children, they also match the spiritual connections, where we discover our souls. But it's in the connection between us. The soul cannot be revealed in a single individual. The minimum of many is two. We will talk more about it. Why am I talking about it in this way? Because now, in a time that we are moving through the intensification of the desire from in order to receive to in order to bestow, it is important for us to maintain, to keep all the forms of connection in the right way between us.
Over under the in item 222, Rabash. It is known that there is no light without a kli. In other words, it is impossible to give something to someone by force, as it is known that there is no coercion in spirituality. Therefore, when a person is afflicted and suffers pain and suffering from not being able to emerge from self-love and work only for the sake of the Creator, he cries out to the Creator to help him and give him what he wants. That is, if the Creator gives him this, the ability to revoke his own authority and annul before the authority of the Creator, for he wants only the singular authority to be in the world, namely the authority of the Creator. This is his only salvation. This is considered that he has a kli and a need for the Creator's help. This is the meaning of the words, and God heard their groaning. That is, once they had a kli, which is a desire and a need to have the ability to work for the sake of the Creator, Then comes the time when God heard the groaning, meaning that the redemption began, delivering them from under the afflictions of Egypt.
Yes, this means that only after one discovers how much he needs, everything will connect into a single vessel, then it all truly accumulates into a single benefit, and he comes out of Egypt. PT
35.
Thank you, Rav. What will cause a person to only want to bestow? In every level of life, what should he see in front of him every moment?
The will to bestow doesn't come to a person except through great, many and prolonged efforts. And this is through the upper light that influences him, so that even though he's performing artificial actions, that he doesn't have any connection with the others and he doesn't want to bestow and he doesn't want to connect. However, when he tries nevertheless, above his own desire to do it, then by this he invites the reforming light because he's doing it against his desire. And this is the question, meaning how much does a person work against his own desire? By this, he invites a reforming light, and that light already completes the work.
Even though they are detached from the ten.
This is actually the first condition for a person to exist in the world, that we say in the prayer of Shema Israel, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one." Meaning that there is a single upper force and we aim all of our moments in life to Him. And we want to come closer to Him. And it is Him that we want to discover. And adhesion with Him is what we want to reach. And besides that, we have no other goal. Each moment and in all of our moments in life. That by this, we come back from the broken world to the true spiritual world. The only one. Oh, you can move on.
223. Rabash. Those who want to walk on the path of the Creator, on the path of truth, see that they are always doing evil. They cry out to the Creator to save them from that evil state. That state of evil. And everything that they could do but could not be freed from the evil, as explained about the Exodus from Egypt, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and their cry went up to God, and He delivered them from Egypt. Likewise, we should interpret here that the Creator shone His face to them, and then the concealment that they had departed from them. By the face of the Lord is in evildoers. The face of the Creator cancels even the memory of the bad. This is the meaning of cut off the memory of them from the earth. Eretz, earth, comes from the word ratzon, desire. Even a memory of the bad desire did not awaken in them because they cried out, and the Lord hears and saved them from all their troubles.
That is, we lack nothing except for the upper light to appear above us and to arrange for us the correct perspective, the correct outlook at reality. And then we become freed of all of the evil, and we understand where we are and what to do. This is what we should ask the Creator for.
Ketuv
2:24, Parasulam, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, etc., and their cry went up. It is so because at that time they came into a state of despair from the work. It is as one
meaning in exile, in a feeling that they are in it and they cannot come out of in order to receive. Yes?
It is as one who pumps into a punctured bucket. He pumps all day but does not have a drop of water to quench his thirst. So were the children of Israel in Egypt. Everything they built was promptly swallowed in its place in the ground, as our sages said. Similarly, one who has not been rewarded with his love, all that he has done in his work on purifying the soul the day before is as though completely burned the next day. And each day, and each moment, he must start anew, as though he has not done a thing in his entire life. Then the children of Israel sighed from the work, for they evidently saw that they were unfit to ever produce something by their own work. This is why their sigh and prayer were complete, as it should be. And this is why their cry went up, since the Creator hears the prayer and He only awaits a wholehearted prayer. It follows from the above that everything small or great is obtained only by the power of prayer. All the labor and work to which we are obliged are only to discover our lack of strength and our lowliness, that we are unfit for anything by our own strength. For then we can pour out a wholehearted prayer before Him.
That is, all of our work should bring us to a feeling of failure, lack of success, lack of understanding, lack of feeling, increasing the concealment, etc. Only in order for us to reach a state of, and they sighed, meaning that we will cry out, we will yell, we will burst from all of these results that we're attaining. The fact that we think that we, through our many efforts in corrections and connections and in the study and in everything that we do, that we're coming closer to the good? No. We're coming closer to the feeling of bad. We are coming closer to discovering how much we're not capable, how much we're far away, more and more and more, from the upper reality, from the understanding and the feeling and the perception. And then we reach a state where we have no choice but to cry out to the Creator. And then as a result of that, out of the true, correct, deep outcry, then we receive the spiritual force. And also not at once, but rather through a transition in the tearing of the Red Sea and the different results that we go through such events, but this is already on the way out. What can help us here? The lessons, the connections, and the articles are materials. That's the only thing. It's like an anchor that we have to hold on to all the time.
All those spins we talked about.
Yes, all in all, when a person cries out of all of the troubles, the problems, his lack of completeness in everything, still the most important thing is that he should be connected around the society, around the ten, that also inside of the ten we should be concerned about the well-being of the friends and as much as possible the well-being of the families, the well-being of the world around us. That is, when I say well-being or peace, meaning that things should be as correct as possible in corporeality and most importantly in spirituality. And in that way, we will advance.
Ну вот, когда я прошу за товарищей, то это вполне конкретная работа. То есть
when I ask for the friends, it's concrete work for sure. I know how to ask. I feel them. And when I ask for the nation or broader societies, how to do it with the right approach, this bridge.
The person should try to become incorporated with everything that is happening in the world, because everything that is happening in the world, this is the general vessel of Adam HaRishon, and a person should pay attention to what impression is he getting out of this vessel. And as it says, I dwell among my own people, meaning that the Creator is specifically in the mass of the people. And this can bring you the correct form, the indication of the Creator's attitude, how He sees it, how He feels, and how He wants you to feel the entire vessel of Adam HaRishon for the time being.
Ну, если в десятке я, ну, могу почувствовать вот эту силу Творца, отдачи, любви между нами, что это же возможно и...
If inside the ten I can feel this force of the Creator, of bestowal between us, then it's also possible in broader environments.
Of course, it's not just possible, but mandatory that I look at what's happening in your country now. I should also see that my heart nevertheless takes it as a sting, a pinch, that souls are suffering, big parts of the vessel of Adam HaRishon, and instead of getting closer and becoming more connected to each other, they want to ruin and destroy each other. So I understand this is a path that's opposite to connection. And it doesn't matter who is right or wrong, I'm not even talking about that. I'm saying that the general direction, instead of becoming connected and connecting, is to move apart and to destroy. So that brings me sorrow. And of course, I then need to raise a prayer to the Creator that He will help all of humanity see the true form of the path to
Please. Yes, but not to resist the fact that He is the King and whatever He sends us, that's all good and doing good?
No, He's the King and He shapes our nature in the opposite way to the truth, to Himself, and He then reveals Himself a bit more, and with this added revelation of His, we feel bad because it's against our nature of reception. And then we need to ask for correction of our nature to advance towards the Creator, to bestow and love, and then we'll receive His proximity as good. This way we accept it as bad. This is perhaps somewhat similar to what we see in small children. They do something among themselves. Sometimes they play in things they don't want the parents to see, because there's something wrong, there's something bad, something that parents don't agree with. And clarify each of them. I'm just saying that divorce says about this in the Torah in many places, that divorce is the last resort for a person, that should happen. Even the Creator as if cries if people get divorced, meaning it indicates that the person can't correct himself, even in a way that he can't stand the family. And it's bad. It's bad, in short. This needs to be there needs to be a sensation of this boundary.
Excerpt 225. There is no happier state in man's world than when he finds himself despaired with his own strength. That is, he has already labored and done all that he could possibly imagine he could do, but found no remedy. It is then that he is fit for a wholehearted prayer for his help, because he knows for certain that his own work will not help him. As long as one feels some strength of his own, his prayer is not whole, because the evil inclination rushes first and tells him, first you must do whatever you can, and then you will be worthy of the Creator.
Meaning, we don't need to cry and cry and cry and just do that endlessly. Rather, we need to try to organize what we call a complete prayer. Right? What does he say? When is one worthy of a complete prayer? When he feels that his plea doesn't help in its ordinary way, and then he asks the Creator for strength, because on his part, he clearly has no way to ask, to pray. Rather, his prayer has to include also the demand for help. It's like how a kid comes and nags his mom and dad to help him, give him, do something for him, and he doesn't let them go. Doesn't let go of them. This is how we need to be addressing the Creator, turning to Him, because that's the only way we receive from Him all of the required components for spiritual development. Learn from little children. And
it was said about this, the Lord is high and the low will see. For once a person has labored in all kinds of work and has become disappointed, he comes into real lowliness, knowing that he is the lowest of all people, as there is nothing good in the structure of his body. At that time, his prayer is complete and he is granted by his generous hand.
Only in a state where a person feels, understands that he has no chance to reach anything, that when he's completely in despair, in complete lowliness, right? Then his prayer is complete. Then his request stems from the fact that if the Creator doesn't help, I'm lost and I can't go on this way. That's what we have to reach. And this is where we have a very great kli that can provide each and every one with this level of disappointment, which will reinforce us. It's not going to take us down, but in every aspect where we find our weakness, we're also happy, because this weakness takes us to adhesion with the Creator, coming closer to Him, dependence on the Creator, and therefore the weakness brings.
That the excerpt says that I feel myself in a state of helplessness. So will this bring me to the prayer of many, instead of praying for myself? Rav said yes, but how to do it? Because I feel myself, I feel myself in a state of helplessness. So I don't see how, I don't see this in the society.
No, you need to try to pray for connection in the group. That is still a hole. It's a small hole, but it's a wholeness. And when you see that you can't pray for them, then you pray for having the deficiency to pray for them. This is called a prayer before a prayer. And this is how you come to a true prayer, true deficiency. Even try to write down like a plan of turning to the Creator from this to this to this, and so that you'll see before you the path to approach the Creator. This is what's called the arrangement of the prayers, the Sidul. It's not for no reason that the book is called Sidul, the prayer book, because it's the arrangement, Sidul, of turning to the Creator from the farthest elements to the more important ones. There's a certain order, and we'll discover it. All right?
Can I ask another question? How to work correctly with this great deficiency that is becoming revealed in the world, in humanity, because there is this feeling that it is a lot greater.
Right, right. We have to try together to detect it in the Ten, and from the Ten ask the Creator, and the Creator understands. It happens like we see with little children. When they yell, their mother knows what they need. Because the child doesn't have some huge, complicated deficiencies like we do. So, not for us to ask, and the Creator already understands what needs to be given to us, even though we're not exactly.
There is this subtle point that we are constantly going around. How, on the one hand, a person should get used to walking on the path of remoteness, of distancing, as he writes in Shemari, and to agree to every state that comes to him, and on the other hand, not to agree to with the disconnections and distancing. On one hand, you need to get used to it and to be willing to work like that all of your 70 years. On the other hand, you have to disagree.
Right. So what's the question?
The question is how to establish that state, that
to use one as coarseness and the other as purity, that they both need to be connected in a single vessel. That's the whole problem. Where does Baal HaSulam write about it?
Two opposites in one subject, or...?
Yeah, two opposites in one subject, then, yeah. I can't focus on that exactly right now. But yeah, but that's how it is in spirituality. Yeah.
Yes, Rav, it's clear in theory, but what is Rav's advice? How can we establish this state? How does a person establish himself in a state where, on the one hand, he's willing to give himself to the path, to the friends, without any calculation, not thinking about the result? on the other hand, to demand a result in a way that is non-compromising. You expect the salvation, you expect the result every moment. How?
But it's two different vessels, vessel of coarseness and vessel of zakut, refinement or purity. It's two different things, vessel you're working with as reception and vessel of bestowal.
So what's the advice? How can we work with these two separate vessels so it doesn't mix up and...
That is like I can... As far as I can express, it becomes apparent and organized by itself. You're not above these two states now in order to bring them together. And rather, they become shaped within you by the light that reforms. And then after you have some little experience, you begin to rearrange them as well.
But in the time being, just to move from, on the one hand, to demand and demand and demand, on the other hand, to agree and agree and agree, it comes and goes, or...
Yes, yes, yes. And it... Again?
What is in common between the feeling of the exile in Egypt and the sorrow of the Shekhinah, and how is this manifested in the connection between us?
In the exile of Egypt, we begin to feel the sorrow of divinity. Yeah.
From Latin 21, the connection that we're learning about in the 10, should we also exercise that in corporeality?
What do you mean in corporeality? I have to do this in the group. I have the group, I have the friends. There, I try to build the ideal connection between us in such a way that we all feel that we belong to a single desire. And in that desire, we try to discover the force that's present there. Connect through the connection between us.
Question from USA was 2. In 225, it's written that after a person exerts himself in all kinds of work and gets disappointed, he reaches the real lowliness, that he understands that he's the lowest of all people. What does it mean, lowest of all people? Is that the ultimate state that a person needs to reach in order to be heard by the Creator?
It's not ultimative. It's something that really happens to a person who's advanced correctly spiritually, then he feels himself as the worst of them all.
The Egyptians, 226.
Yes, meaning the whole reason we need to go down to Egypt, to our ego, to know our ego, to know Pharaoh, is in order for us to have the vessels to be able to correct and come to the Creator. Because without the desires, without the vessels, we're not capable of rising above the degree of animal. Still vegetative and animal I exist in. But the degree of speaking I don't even have in order to receive. Moreover, in order to bestow. So therefore, we need to go down to Egypt. That's already an action which does not have to do with everyone, but rather only to those who truly have, according to the root of their soul, a need, an inner need to rise to the degree of the Creator, at which point they need to go down to Egypt, meaning in their lives receive a burdening to their hearts, and to realize how they are in a truly lost state, that there's nothing in their lives, and then from that begin to rise in the correction of this corrupted desire to the Creator. Meaning that to receive a spiritual corrupted desire is called to go down to Egypt. And of course, not everyone, not all of humanity goes down to Egypt, but rather only those who, according to the root of their soul, receive in the shattering such reshimo, such impressions. Therefore, the whole reason to go down to Egypt is the borrowing of the vessels, of the kilim from the Egyptians. That is to receive the shattered vessels which belong to the degree of Adam, not still vegetative and animal, but rather to the degree of speaking, at which point these shattered desires we can raise to correction. That is, if we want to correct them, we should go through Egypt and go through the incorporation with such vessels, such desires that we see that we're not connected to spirituality and that we can't possibly have an ability to exit it. Then we cry out to the Creator and He brings us the reforming light. And then from those desires that belong to the degree of Adam, those broken, shattered desires, we can begin to rise above them from those desires, from in order to receive to in order to bestow, which is called the exodus from...
The Egyptians 2:26 by the Rabash.
Yes.
The Lord said to Moses, speak now in the ears of the people that each man will borrow from his neighbor and each woman from her neighbor vessels of silver and vessels of gold.
Silver vessels are the desire for chokhmah, vessels of gold, and vessels of silver are for chasadim, if already we're interpreting it.
According to what Bala Sulam interpreted, we should say that it means that they will take the vessels of silver and vessels of gold that the Egyptians have, meaning take their desires and longings, namely all the doubts that they had about the way of the people of Israel.
Where also the Egyptians have such tendencies for spirituality. So these things we need to learn how to collect from everyone. And this is how we come closer to the correct desire.
2:27, Rabash. This is why the Creator wanted them to take the Egyptians' vessels, meaning their questions and doubts, and all their desires, which are the vessels of the Egyptians. But they were not to really take those vessels, but only borrow them. That is, they would take the Egyptians' vessels only to have a need to satisfy those deficiencies, but not to really keep those vessels, because these vessels, meaning these thoughts and desires, do not belong to the people of Israel. It is only a temporary borrowing, so as later return to them. That is, afterwards, meaning once they have received the filling that belongs to these questions, precisely through them it will be possible to bestow upon them the filling. This is similar to receiving the lights that belong to their vessels, which are called vessels of reception, in order to receive. However, they promptly threw away their vessels and used the lights that belong to their vessels, but received everything in order to bestow contentment upon the Maker.
This means that all kinds of deficiencies awaken in a person, and he uses them, advances with them, And in the middle of the way, in one of the stages along the way, he sees that he doesn't need these questions. And the answers that he received for these questions are the ones that bring him onwards. And build new vessels in him.
Does taking the vessels from the Egyptians mean the coarseness that's being revealed?
Yes, of course, it has to do with the coarseness that is awakening in a person.
And giving them back, what does that mean?
That he doesn't need this coarseness anymore, that he used it already. In order to...
Concerning the borrowing of the vessels from the Egyptians, when the Creator asked Moses to ask Israel to borrow vessels from the Egyptians, we ask, why did the Creator have to ask Israel for such a thing? Why would the people of Israel not want to borrow these vessels? The answer is that when Moses and Aaron came to the Creator's emissaries to bring the people of Israel out from the exile, it's written, and the people believed and heard, meaning with faith above reason. They did not need anything or had any desire for high degrees. They were content with being able to engage in the Torah and mitzvot without any disturbances from the Egyptians.
This was in the receiving of the light of Chasadim. And after that, already comes the matter of the degrees.
I don't understand. It's described as if the sons of Israel have to perform an active action by taking the vessels from the Egyptians. But you said the Creator increases our coarseness.
That's how you feel?
This whole process is...
I'm asking you if you feel it this way.
Yes.
That the Creator is increasing your coarseness?
Yes, mine and everyone's.
Okay. I don't feel it that way. I feel like the coarseness is something that I receive. I receive a desire in me. Where does the desire come from? Then I can see that it comes from the Creator.
But I mean, I'm not searching or asking for my desire to grow like it's described here.
It depends on which degree you're on. If you want to bestow, then you ask, have a desire.
So that's the question, because if I understand correctly, it's about people that reach the degree of above reason, then they have to increase their desire. So is this relevant for us?
No, that's not relevant to us yet. We're reading now about the exodus from Egypt, even though we're just in the entrance.
By the Rabash. For this reason, he, the Creator, had to ask Moses to ask Israel for a favor, that they will borrow the vessels from the Egyptians, meaning temporarily, so they will have a desire and craving to satisfy all of the lacks that the Egyptians demanded to satisfy. He had to ask because the people of Israel would settle for what they had and would always run from their thoughts and desires. But now they hear the questions and doubts of the Egyptians. And since he promised Abraham that afterwards they will come out with many possessions, he needed them to take the Egyptians' vessels only as lending and then give them back. That is, they have nothing to do with their wishes, and what they took was only temporarily, to be able to receive the lights called inheritance of the land, which the Creator had promised Abraham.
The Creator is whole. We are the created beings. We don't have a need to appear in reality. Where are we? Who are we? Where does the Creator take deficiencies, vessels, the beginning of our existence? We have no beginning in creation. We have no reason for creation, a need for creation. Where does he take this from? So we will go deeper with this question. How the Creator creates creation, existence, from absence, from truly absence, from nothing, and then how we gradually reveal ourselves as a reality inside this creation. And other than that, as it's being revealed, we can operate in this reality to reach the degree of the Creator, meaning to acquire forces from Him. It's unknown how this happens. Slowly, slowly, we will discover this. This is all according to what he writes here, in the borrowing of the kelim, of the vessels. As we come later to the degrees of the Creator, this is only because we are coming to existence from absence, specifically. Why did the Creator create it in such a way? Yes, thank you very much, Rav. There are many questions about the building of the vessels. We will try to scrutinize them in the 10. The question is about 230. You said that because we are existence from absence, is that the reason that we're only in the transition between the degrees can scrutinize what's going on?
Of course, there's no wise as the experienced. That's why once we go through ascent and descent, or descent and an ascent, so then we can, from this period, to get a conclusion from it, of course. Otherwise, how? I can't feel or know what state I'm in right now. Only after the state passes and I ascend to the next one, from that next state, if I establish myself correctly, then I can check my previous state. That's how it is. We call it experience, or all kinds of, we give it other names, but actually, that's the thing, that you can never see a state only from one state and its opposite. Meaning that you grasp from a current state the complete form of descent and an ascent. And that's also not enough, because you also have to see it towards what you had before and what you'll have afterwards. Meaning you always need to be connected to three steps, and then only when you are between your previous step and the next step, so you can say something about the middle state you're in. That's all it is. Or you can say about it that you're not in it anymore, that you left it. That's how it works. What can you do? That's our life.
Еще один момент, Раф.
Ген.
То есть,
another matter, Rav. It turns out that the connection, the minimal connection in the 10, only that state is what you described as the path of the Creator. And it doesn't matter if the whole 10 is in a clear understanding of this connection. Or at least two.
It's desired that we all annul towards the connection between us. Even if we can't establish it with each one's force and organize these forces together, that there'll be one force and one connection and one heart, as we say, but still, by annulling towards that connection that we have to reach, we have to be in that. That's it. There's no choice. That's the state that has to be between us. We need to reach it, attain it, and dwell in it. That's a state. That's it. We are obligated to it.
Meaning each of our tasks is to play and to nullify and play and not expect results.
The result has to be in the corrected vessel. Well, what do you need to wait for? If you perform the right action, you get it on the spot. In spirituality, there
or at least two.
It's desired that we all annul towards the connection between us. Even if we can't establish it with each one's force and organize these forces together, that there'll be one force and one connection and one heart, as we say, but still, by annulling towards that connection that we have to reach, we have to be in that. That's it. There's no choice. That's the state that has to be between us. We need to reach it, attain it, and dwell in it. That's a state. That's it. We are obligated to it.
Meaning each of our tasks is to play and to nullify and play and not expect results.
The result has to be in the corrected vessel. Well, what do you need to wait for? If you perform the right action, you get it on the spot. In spirituality, there's no time. We, in the actions to connect, even above our desire that we don't want, we discover as much as we're different. And then we want to connect above the differences. Love will cover all crimes. Then we reach a higher degree than what we were in before, and were rewarded with greater lights, new lights.
Nevertheless, it's not understood how to practically work with this. All kinds of desires are revealed, thoughts, foreign ones. This needs to lead me to some spiritual attainments, overcomings. What's that?
That's a problem, I understand you. The vessels during the shattering from the vessel of Adam Rishon, when they fall, they go through very special states in the incorporation between them. And specifically during the time of fall, all kinds of phenomena takes place that later on is revealed as coarseness, personal, unique to each and every one. Where did so many desires in nations, groups, specifically by the collisions and shatterings between them, and also the correction comes in such a way that we overcome those rejections between us, those contradictions, and connect ourselves even though the rejection is inside us, meaning in an opposite way we reach connection from the form of separation we had in the shattering. And here we really need to understand, so where is the place of connection here? The right place that could be. And it can only be under the condition that we want to connect to the Creator, and that's why we are willing to start giving up on the separation between us and start being connected. And then we suddenly reach a state that each one has a place to connect, and the opposite desires connect. That's the correction of the world, that now it's being revealed more specifically through what they're going through in the dispute between Russia and the Ukraine, that the more and more they're in that dispute, they discover as much as they are opposite from one another, as much as they're different in nature from one another, and they can't be one nation as it seemed before. Really, I saw it, I felt it, that they don't feel such a difference between nations. Some do feel it and some don't. Now it's being revealed as much as they have no connection at all, a very big difference, and that actually brings for a correction. You can't connect unless you come to the shattered state. That's what we see in connection to Egypt, that when do we need to come out of Egypt? When can we correct Egypt? When we feel how different we are from it.
Ну, а вообще, как правильно подходить к такому исправлению? Когда вот...
How is it correct to approach this correction when this difference is being revealed between nations?
We can't speak about it yet. If we're under an external pressure that doesn't belong to revealing the truth, we need to try and perform all kinds of forms of connection between Bibi and the whole world, Kli, that as a result of it, the upper light will bestow upon us and give us a mind and feeling such that we'll start understanding in what way, in what process we can come closer to one another. It's not only between Ukraine and Russia. We never think such a gap will be revealed between nations that are so close to one another. Suddenly, we discover how different they are from one another. And same thing we will discover between everybody. But these gaps that are revealed are specifically gaps in order to connect correctly. That's why we need to be happy that the truth is being revealed, and through it we have an approach for correction.
Beseder. Хорошо. А как правильно подойти тогда к уровням объединения в мировом кли?
So how to approach correctly these points of connection in the world kli? You're saying that we have to correct it between us. Nevertheless, maybe somehow.
No. We don't know it. It'll be revealed as a result of the general shattering, and we only need to correct in the connection between us. As much as part of the vessel that can already connect, will connect more and more and more, not in actual forces, but not in force. So in such a way, we can reach a state that in the whole world, this approach of correction through connection will spread.
Здравствуйте. Несколько вопросов есть, если позволите.
Ну,
вообще-то пять вопросов.
Когда я начну... questions, with your permission, five questions. When I start to feel the intention for myself, I have to say, first of all, that it immediately comes from the Creator as the good that does good in order to be able to correct this. Is this what it speaks of?
Also, if a person understands that his evil inclination came from the Creator, so he relates to it in a very cautious manner. Next.
Вот эти намерения ради себя я начинаю чувствовать через неприятные ощущения.
These intentions for the sake of ourselves, I start to feel them through unpleasant feelings, because when I feel good, I don't want to do anything.
If the desires and intentions for oneself are also, they come with an unpleasant feeling, that's already a nice sign that the Creator is taking care of you.
Что значит, что я связал происходящее с Творцом, попросил его исправить?
What does it mean that I connected what's happening with the Creator and asked him to correct, and he corrected? Some concrete desire that's happening here?
Because you feel that by something happening to you, you came closer to the friends, to the ten, and then also the things that were there before that disturb you from connecting, now they actually help you connect.